Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. Tonight's program is being pre-recorded at the Jewish International Center, New York. 7th Gala Annual Dinner, celebrating the 10th anniversary. With us right now is Jody Samuels, one of the founders of JICNY. Good evening, Jody.
Hi, good evening, Chaim.
Tell us a little bit what JICNY is.
JICNY is a community for foreign Jews living in New York. The Jewish International Connection, the emphasis is on the word connection. We try to connect them to community, to their culture, to Israel, to other young Jewish people. And we do that through a vast array of programming, including networking events, social events, couples events. And the centerpiece of our program is classes and Shabbat programs.
Tell us a little bit about some of the more successful programs.
I'd say the thing that we're most proud of is we recently had our 75th engagement in the group. People who met at one of our events. In fact, there were a couple. He's from China, she's from Russia, and they met at a Torah class. So it's a real JICNY success story. But we have a networking group that meets every second week where we refer business to each other. We have couples events that include couples classes, social events, parenting classes. But Monday night is probably our highlight. We have Torah classes in different languages. We have French and Russian and Spanish classes, as well as so we have like Steve Eisenberg teaches a Torah portion class, and we probably have the biggest Torah class in the city, and it's great. You see over 100 young people come every week just to learn, and it's a great vibe, and we create like a lounge atmosphere, and people really connect.
Any other launching programs?
You know, some of the things we've started in recent years have included things like cultural outreach. We'll do once a month a movie with like a Jewish theme, some movies from around the world. And we also do cooking classes, which would be of interest to you specifically, but we do cooking classes from different parts of the world. So we'll have like a Libyan cooking class, and we'll have someone who grew up Jewish in Libya who will speak about their experience at the class. So it's not just cooking, but cultural learning. We've done it on, we've had Iranian cooking class, Moroccan, Italian. So those are great. The other thing we do is the Big Apple series. So we do a series where we connect people who from international countries who've been successful. So like from Bolivia to the Big Apple, Tehran to the Big Apple, and they meet with our like sort of young new recruits and tell them what it's like and how they got successful, and we create connections, and our emphasis is always on creating connections between people who are new and people who are more established.
Sounds very, very interesting. How many members do we have approximately?
We have over 10,000 people on the database, and each year we have about 10,000 people attend events.
10,000 different people.
Well, so over 10,000 different people on the database, but like over the year, some of the people come again and again, but yeah, we probably have 3,000 or 4,000 unique people attend events a year. Yes, and I think the thing we're most proud of is that it's volunteer driven. My husband, myself, and my partner Steve Eisenberg, we all have full-time jobs. So for us, this is something we run on the side, and I think we run a pretty good job given that we're volunteers.
Talking about foreigners, where's your German accent from?
So originally from South Africa, but I lived in Australia and New Zealand for many years, so it's a little bit of a mixed accent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to come back to you again after I speak to some of the other people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
With us this evening again is Jeff Tyer, the chairman of the board of JICNY. Good evening, Jeff.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for coming.
Tell us a little bit about expand on what Jody said about the purpose of JICNY. B, how many members are there in the board? Why is it built like a corporation? And C, tell us a little bit about the activities and some of the interesting things at JICNY.
Well, the purpose of JICNY is an international organization located here in New York to welcome Jews from around the world to give them a sense of community in a Jewish context. So we have Shabbat meals. meals, events, classes, cultural activities. Whatever your taste is, we've got it.
When you say Shabbos meals, you mean you arrange for hospitality, or is it right here?
Well, we invite Jews from around the world to come to our own homes, so it's hospitality, but it's with a purpose. It's to create a sense of community. So when Jews come to New York, when they come from Australia, they'll come meet other Australians. They'll come meet people from their own country, as well as other Jews who aren't based in New York, who don't have family here. We give them that sense of family, that sense of Jewish community. It's very hard to break into otherwise. You know, it's funny, people often ask me, maybe you could tell from my accent, I'm not international. I grew up in New Jersey, I live in New York.
How you feeling?
So I think there's a sense that everyone always says, well, what can the organization, what are they doing for me? So why should I be involved if they're not helping me? But the concept of hospitality in the Jewish community is not to do what's for me, it's to participate in the community. I'm fortunate to have grown up here. I know people here. I have a job. I have a home. And part of having a Jewish community is opening it up and sharing it. What do I get out of it? You know, I don't have to leave my home, and I get to meet wonderful Jews from around the world who all come to New York City. New York City is a very unique place. Short of Jerusalem, it's the only place where you have Jews from every country in the world. And it's a great honor for me to be able to have them in my own home without even leaving.
Tell us something about some of the very interesting activities you do here. I was told by Jody, for example, that you have Torah classes, but she didn't expand.
Well, going along with that same theme, Steve Eisenberg, who I hope you get a chance to talk to, teaches a Torah class on Monday night at Ohev Shalom on 84th Street in Manhattan. And what's amazing is after Steve's class, we have classes in other languages. We have not only an English class, which is for beginners and as well as intermediate, but we have a French class, a Russian class. We even have a Torah class in Persian. It's the only place, perhaps in the world, where under the same roof, there are Torah classes going on the same night in four and sometimes five languages. It's very unique. Very special.
I've never heard of that one. Very nice.
And in terms of our membership on the board of directors, where I serve as chairman, we've got about a dozen members. Some are local to the New York area, and some share their international experience with the board. So it's a very cohesive board of some of the leaders in the Jewish community who have come together to create this sense of community, recognizing that New York is such a unique place that we get Jews from around the world to New York. And tonight's gala, you get to experience food and flavors from around the world. So you'll hear the accents from around the world and enjoy Jewish cultural food from around the world. It's a very special event.
Thank you, Steve.
So I'm Jeff, and I'm going to introduce you.
Well, as you have heard, ladies and gentlemen, there was a lot of excitement in the room. There were a lot of people. Originally, I was going to play a lot of sound clips. I was going to bind them all together. I was going to edit them. However, I felt I should leave them raw, as they were. I want you, the listener, to hear the emotions, to hear the people speaking from their hearts. It may not be as clean a sound. It will be a much nicer experience. I was very impressed by this organization. In fact, interestingly enough, when I first walked in and finding myself old enough to be everybody's grandfather, I wondered at first whether it was the type of thing that I should be reporting here on the kosher scene. The longer I stayed, the more convinced I was that an organization like JICNY, JICNY, Jewish International Center in New York, not only should be on the Kosher Scene radio hour, not only should be on the Kosher Scene blog, but we should urge every one of you in the ages of 20 and 30 to join this organization. Whether you join because you're a foreigner in New York, whether you join because you want to volunteer and help other Jews find their way here in New York and find their way back to Yiddishkeit, I think a lot of you should, excuse me, I think a lot of you should volunteer and help out. Next, we will listen to one of the board members.
Our next interview is with Alessandra Rovati, a member of the Board of Trustees. Good evening, Alessandra.
Hi, Chaim. Thanks for being here. My name is Alessandra. I'm from Italy, and this is my husband, Lloyd, from Brooklyn. No, he's from Brooklyn. Very exotic to me.
I'm an American.
So,
I'm the token American at the party.
We're very excited to be here at the 10th anniversary of JICNY. I'm actually in the board for JICNY, and we were honored here last year as couple of the year. So we're very excited for this year's honorees. This is an organization that I feel very strongly about because when I moved to New York for the first time in 2003, the first dinner I went to was the JICNY dinner. And in one evening, I found an apartment, and I found those that were going to be my best friends in New York City. So after that, once I settled down, I started volunteering for this organization, and my husband and I now host a lot of young people from different countries for Shabbat meals and holiday meals. I teach and organize cooking classes for them, and I feel that this is a wonderful place for people to meet and to find a home away from home in New York City.
May I?
Yeah.
So this is Lloyd Harmitz. I'm Alessandra's husband.
And assistant.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I grew up in Canarsie, and it was never hard for me to find a community in New York City. However, I'm the reverse. In my capacity as a lawyer, I worked for months or years, depending how you add it up, in odd places like Hong Kong and Tokyo and Beijing and a place called Israel with very few Jews. And in each case, it was the reverse for me. I needed to find a community. I needed to find a place that I could be at home. And I understand the need for that. And when I look around the room, I see all sorts of people from different backgrounds, from different countries, all finding a place in New York City, and all finding each other, and all supporting each other. And I can't think of a better way for people to get together. Thank you.
Let's toast to JICNY's 10 years.
10 years of JICNY.
L'chaim.
And Jody, Gavin, Steve, if you're listening, mazal tov, and congratulations, you're doing God's work.
And to the honorees. In Italian we say cin cin, l'chaim.
One more question for you, Alessandra.
You said you're on the board of trustees.
Yes.
Okay, what exactly is
Well, we try and decide how to grow the organization and the programming. We are a very small organization that Jody and Gavin and Steve started only 10 years ago. And the whole goal of the organization is trying to help Jews from all over the world when they arrive in New York City as students or with a job, settle in the city and meet new people and not feel lonely. It's a very big city, which is why everybody says it's a very lonely city. Sometimes you move here and the only people you know are your coworkers. They say that Israelis, when they move to New York City, have the highest rate of intermarriage of any foreign Jews. And that's because you move to a city with a lot of Jews, but sometimes the only people you see are the people who sit next to you in the office. And we try to change that by offering a lot of social events. We have Torah classes, cooking classes, history classes. We help people find a table where they can go and have a Shabbat dinner or a holiday dinner. And that way, they can meet a lot of other people their age who are Jewish and come from many different countries in the world.
I
I understand that some of the Torah, some of the cooking classes are ethnic cooking, different countries and so on and so forth. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the demonstrations that you've had?
Yes, actually, I myself have a business and a blog about Jewish Italian cooking, kosher Italian cooking. It's called Dinner in Venice, and for over, it's called dinnerinvenice.com. And for over a year, I've been organizing monthly cooking classes for the JICNY in my house. Each month, we focus on kosher cooking from a different country. So we've had everything. We've had Iraqi, we've had Libyan, Moroccan, Indian, Spanish, Portuguese, Sephardic, Greek, we've had Italian, and so many more to come. We're going to take a break during the summer because it's too hot, but we're going to start again in September, and we would love to have all of those who are listening.
Thank you very much, Alessandra. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you again, Chaim.
And if you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 714-333-3357. That's 714-333-3357. JICNY, among other things, they have discussions on business issues. They run roundtables, networking for hubs, real estate, trainers, health and nutrition, and various other issues of interest to those who have just come to New York from outside of the country. They also, as we will soon hear, have exciting Torah classes for all levels, whether you're a beginner, whether you're intermediate, or even better. Next, we will be speaking to Steve Eisenberg, one of the founders of the group, and the guy who runs the classes.
Next with us is Steve Eisenberg, one of the three founding members of JICNY 10 years ago. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening.
Now, I've been told that you direct some of the Torah classes. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
So, a number of years ago, at Eishet Torah on the Upper West Side of New York, one of the Torah teachers, unfortunately, his father became very, very ill, and he had to cancel the class. And Rebbe Tanessa Youngreich told me, you never cancel Torah class. So I said, rabbis, you can't cancel the class. They said, fine, then you fill in. So lo and behold, I went back 10 years of my Torah classes in the city, and I gave a class for, 10 people. And subsequently, his father unfortunately passed away. And I said, how can I give a class? I'm not so steeped in yeshiva knowledge, Torah knowledge. So Rav Noach Weinberg, Zechanah Lebracha, said, Steve, do you know Gimel? I said, of course. Then you could teach Bet. Do you know Bet? I said, of course. You could teach Aleph. He said, whatever it is that you know, you can teach another Yid a little bit. So from that one class, it started growing from 10 to 50, and every Monday night I give a class for young Jewish professionals from 20 different countries. And we get between 50 and 100 people. We've had many tzeduchim, and hopefully people start growing Jewishly. It's very beautiful. But it's been very meaningful for me in terms of my own learning as well.
Well, yes, of course. If you're going to teach, you have to prepare. The famous phrase, I learned a lot from my Talmidim, I learned a lot from my Rabbeim, I learned a lot more from my Talmidim. Absolutely.
Exactly.
You bear that out.
100%.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other activities.
Basically, JICNY is built on a very, very simple premise. You know, the Baal Shem Tov, the Besh, taught us, what is a Ahavas Yisrael? What does it mean to love a Jew like oneself? Is giving the Jew what he needs, what she needs. So basically, in a small way, trying to help young Jewish professionals in the 20s and 30s come to New York, helping them what they need. apartments, jobs, shidduchim, setting them up on dates, getting closer to their Jewish roots. So today we have about 10,000 people from 40 countries. And what's so amazing is very often people have no interest in their Jewishness, but they need certain things. And slowly they see, you know, why do we do this? Because we love them as Jews, unconditional love. So we've had 7,500, you know, matches, and you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of people from Israel who would never be doing Shabbat, never be going to Torah classes in Israel, but in New York, because of this, they've come closer. We have a Russian division and a French division, South American. So it's a very, very simple premise.
As a matter of fact, I just met one of my landsmen. Said that there is roughly about 30 to 40 of us just in the city that he knows of.
Exactly. That particular fellow is from Montevideo, Uruguay. And what's so astounding is very often they'll meet each other in class, or they'll meet each other in Shabbat dinner, and they don't know each other. And what happens is they start building little family units. You know, there's another division we're involved with, a Latino center, Jewish Latino center, Rabbi Whiteman from Brazil started. So we send a lot of Latinos there. You know, we started a French minion. It's very, very special.
Do you interact with any of the other centers in town, any other Batei Knesset or like, for example?
So what makes Jewish International Connection very special is that we work, synergize with all the other organizations and synagogues. We all work together, you know, trying to make a difference. So we work with the Jewish Center, Manhattan Jewish Experience, Chabad, Lubavitch, Revison Young Rice, all over the metropolitan area. Sure, absolutely.
Sounds like a very laudable work indeed. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We may come back to ask you some more questions.
My pleasure. Okay.
And if you have any questions or any comments, please give us a call at 714-333-3357. That's 714-333-3357. Next, we will hear from one of the awardees, Gavin Stone.
Next, we are talking to Gavin Stone, who is the honoree for the Dedication to Jewish Life Award. Good evening, Gavin.
Good evening.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your involvement with JICM in New York.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm originally from Southern California and moved here to New York about 3.5 years ago. And like many foreigners, I came to a place not really knowing anybody. And JSNY I met about a year after I moved to New York. And I really liked what they were doing. It's giving people a place, a home here in New York when their home could be anywhere throughout the world. And I really related to the people that they served and they had at their events. Even though I'm not a foreigner myself, I was adopted by JSNY and I do whatever I can to give back to them.
What did you do in order to earn the award?
I wish I could answer that, but I guess I do a lot of volunteer work throughout the community. I work with the Jewish International Connection of New York. I volunteer with Age Center of New York and an organization called the Community Security Service. And pretty much any other Jewish organization that asks for my help, I'll be willing to help out.
Thank you very much. And we might come back to you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me find...
As you can hear, the people involved in JICNY, and so far we have only spoken to some of the founders, a board member, actually two board members, the chairman of the board and one of the board members, and one of the awardees. I am looking at the website, and the board of trustees, for example, the people sound like, you know, a veritable group of leaders from business, from academic life, from political life. These are people who are successful on their own. These are people who are very busy on their own, and yet they take the time to help other Jews. Indeed, it is very laudable.
For example, the chairman of the board, Jeff Steer, is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C. He was associate director of the American Council on Science and Health from 1997 to 2010. He has appeared on World News Tonight with Peter Jennings, the Fox News Channel, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, as well as dozens of talk radio shows. And, of course, the Associated Press, Reuters, United Press International, The New York Times, The Wall Street, USA Today, Newsweek, The New York Post. He is the chairman of the board of the Jewish International Connection New York. He earned his law degree at Cardozo School of Law from Yeshiva University, and he served two terms as editor-in-chief of the Cardozo Law Firm. Jody Samuels herself, who is the executive director and founder and the dynamo behind JICNY, the dynamo that powers not only JICNY, but also Metroima and JDeal. She has 15 years of business management and startup experience. She has worked in not-for-profit, finance, fashion, and beauty sectors. She has successfully started a few nonprofit Jewish organizations, including the Jewish International Connection, that currently boasts, as she said, over 10,000 members from 40 countries. She's an amazing lady. In fact, everyone I spoke to found it very amazing that such an organization could exist, and everyone I spoke to, whether they were regular members or they were just volunteers, everyone was excited and couldn't wait until they could do more and more and help more people. We will next hear from Sami Benolol from Spain, one of the newest members.
And now we will interview one of the members, one of the new members of JICNY, Sami Benolol, who hails all the way from Madrid, Spain. Good evening, Sami.
Hi, good evening.
Tell us a little bit about what attracts you to JICNY.
Well, I got to be linked to JICNY a couple of months ago, and the fact that they could bring together so many Jews from different cultures, different lives, different countries, and put them together in the same place, in the same institution here in New York, in such a great place for Jewish people, was a big attraction to me to get together and try to join this group.
Okay. Can you tell us about some of the activities that you have been taking part of?
I've been collaborating with the Monday night class. I usually help them. I come early and leave late and help them with all the organization. And also I take part in some of the classes. I really think it's a very, very instructive class because they provide the Jewish people with, on one side, very good knowledge of Jewish cultural history, and on the other side they try to bring together people that really are on the need of getting closer to the Jewish religion.
So you would describe JICNY's main thrust in bringing people back into the fold, bringing them closer to what Judaism, teaching what Judaism is, both from a religious and a cultural standpoint, right?
Exactly, that's a perfect definition. I think the way JICNY can put together all those factors and really attract people that have been a little bit far from the Jewish religion, or even if they are close, but they are in New York, a new city where they don't know exactly how to meet and how to get together with other Jews that are similar to them. I think that the fact that they are able to put all these variables together and succeed the way they are doing is really great, and I think it's going to be very successful in the coming years.
Thank you very much, Sami. It is quite obvious from what I've been hearing from you, from other members, from members of the board, from the founding members themselves, that JICNY is very, very worthy work. I am quite impressed. even though I hadn't heard of them before, I do wish they had existed or something like it had existed when I first came to the United States. Thank you very much. Sammy, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, and congratulations to GICNY for the success.
Thank you.
GICNY has been instrumental in 74 marriages during its 10 years, and quite a few more on the way. For example, one of the people that we spoke to, Ella Kagan, who will be married in a short while, credits GICNY not only with her meeting her husband, although in reality she had met him before, but in making him, quote, the man he is. He's one of the teachers at GICNY. Teaches a class on Kabbalah. And she says it was through his teaching that he was able to come into himself, to become the man that she felt she needed. And she thanks GICNY specifically for helping her future husband become what he is. So as we see, GICNY is more than just a club, more than just a place where you can come to network. GICNY is basically a home in New York, where not only can you meet like-minded people from various countries, but you can also expand your own horizons, whether you're there as a volunteer, whether you're there because of their services. For example, the awardee that we spoke to, Gavin Stone, met his intended also through GICNY. She's a foreigner, and in his own words, he never would have met her had he not attended the meetings over here. Among the various services that they offer, are the couple's connections with many, many programs that offer a social outlet in a warm and inviting atmosphere. They have people from all over the world who have been members for quite a while, and they are here to help others, both American and foreigners, rabbis. For example, we spoke to Rabbi Nissim El-Nakawa, who gives the Torah class in Spanish. He was born in Mexico, grew up here in the States. He came across as very warm, very caring, a typical example of everyone I spoke to at GICNY. And if you have any questions, any comments, ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call at 714-333-3357. Personally, after having spoken to everybody, after hearing what GICNY is about, I was very, very impressed. Wished there had been such a organization when I first came to this country from Uruguay. Between the Torah classes given in five languages, between the cooking demos featuring various international cuisines, within the job listings at their website, with the Shabbat and Yom Tov hospitality, and many more things, with over 10,000 members in their database, and with people like Jody Samuels herself and her husband Gavin, who have already been hosts to over 10,000 people. There is no question this is a very worthy organization, an organization that fosters Yiddishkeit, that brings Yiddishkeit closer to the hearts of many of those who would not have cared much for it, would not have learned much of it. I am awed I am humbled by the work, and with this, I can only bid you good night. We will be back next week on Wednesday. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. Please visit our blog at http://kosherscene.wordpress.com. That's http://kosherscene.wordpress.com. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we hope to see you on our blog, and we hope to talk to you on future shows. Good night to one and all.